At this time, I would like to introduce our first community speaker, Mr. Daniel Brewington. He's been in country since 2002, is the founder of I Love Chili, a company which is working to form ties between the English-speaking community and Chileans at large. He also runs Santiago Radio, who are here today covering our event. He is also the publisher of The Pulse, an English language monthly aimed at the expat community here in Chile.
Our own Dan Brewington.
Thank you. Because I'm a radio DJ, they told me I should write a speech so I don't speak too long. I'm pleased and honored to be here with you today, celebrating July the 4th, a day which those of us living abroad around the world gather at embassies and reflect on the great achievements and accomplishments of our country. Living abroad is something I have been doing for more than 20 years. 8 years ago, I found myself here in Chile, where I didn't speak the language or understand the culture. I lived in a small town in the south called Los Angeles with my wife and kids. Working one of the few jobs I could do, I was an English teacher. Being a native speaker in a small town in the south meant that I was always in demand. And it got me to thinking, how could I help teach more people English? The answer hit me one day when I was walking by one of the local radio stations. I popped in, spoke to the owner, and offered to do a gringo show in English. The owner, who spoke a little English, said, CCC. To this day, I'm not really sure if he was afraid of the big, bald, black American guy in his office. I ended up with one of the worst spots in radio, the 9 to midnight slot on a Saturday night in a small town where everybody goes to bed by 10 o'clock. I remember my very first show. I was in the studio all by myself when someone started knocking at the door. When I opened it, I saw this tough 18, 19-year-old looking kid. I remember thinking to myself, you think he's going to rob me? He started speaking to me, surprisingly, in English. It was broken English, but it was English. He said he was surfing the radio dial looking for his favorite show, and he found mine. He said he was amazed that he was hearing English on his radio. He was so excited, he hopped on his bicycle, and he rode 10 kilometers from outside of town to the studio. I couldn't believe that this kid would ride all that way to thank me for doing a radio show in English. Well, long story short, the show became very popular. When I was out on the streets, people would say, hey, gringo, muy bien programa. In less than a month, I felt like a rock star. And my show got bought out by a bigger radio station in town, and I was on the air 5 days a week in a primetime slot. It was then that I realized I wasn't just some guy doing a radio show. I realized people were not just judging me or my family, but my entire country. People who listened to the radio show or saw me in the street were judging all Americans by the way that I acted. I had not just taken on the role of radio presenter, but as an American ambassador to the small town of Los Angeles. When my family and I moved back to Santiago, I went to every radio station in the city with the gringo show, hoping to get it on the air. But every station told me the same thing. Chile isn't ready for an English-speaking radio program. I couldn't accept that. I knew that people wanted to learn our language. And I also believe, because of the way my parents raised me, never to quit when you believe in something passionately, I could find a way to give Chile an English-speaking radio station. So with the help of my wife and a couple of friends from the expat community, we started our own radio station, an internet radio station called Santiago Radio. Our mission, simply to promote English in Chile and to promote Chilean English. I'm pleased to announce Santiago Radio was and still is very successful, broadcasting right now to 250,000 people in 138 countries. With the success of Santiago Radio, we took our mission a step further. We created a company called I Love Chile. We added an online newspaper. We added an online video channel. And in December, we started a print newspaper, Chile's own English language newspaper called The Pulse. Everything in English, everything about Chile. Now, people ask me all the time, why do you love Chile so much? Why do you